Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got it. I've actually got the giggles. Get on in. Let's do it. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 99 of the Rock Zone Podcast. Boys, in the pub. This is too soon, mate. Too soon. You want it? You're going.
Where have you been?
I've been away this is our mini episode or mini review episode of Pirates London before we get the big 100th one.
It's essentially a placeholder so that we can have our milestone 100th episode.
Yeah, exactly. We want to
perfectly align with London.
Yeah, I want my times to sync up. It's good. 3, 2, 1. Rock zone in.
Rock zone in.
Rock zone in.
So, we're live from the Cumberland Arms, just around the corner from High Rock's London Olympia. And as you may have heard, there's a few voices in the room. We're a full house for the first time in, I don't
this
know
year,
how
in a long
this
time.
This year, but I don't know how many episodes. So Max, Tom, Ben, Mikey, and Nathan all sat around the corner, and we're going to give you a quick one-sentence review as to what we think is happening at High Rocks Olympia at the moment. Share our thoughts, okay? I'll start us off in saying I haven't actually been, so have anything to say on it.
No, we'll still give you a review.
Well, it looks great.
Yeah? what have you seen online about it? Have you seen anything?
You've got to have a word, maybe a word.
I've seen a few nervous, emotional posts. I've seen the same old podium posts. Congratulations to everyone who's podiumed. And
you don't sound very enthusiastic.
Forgive me, I'm really struggling with hay fever and a combined case of man flu. So,
poor boy.
Fair.
We'll see how I get through this episode. Anyway, Nathan, you're up. What is your thought?
Well, I was just spectating, but I was watching, judging people, and I guess what a lot of people are saying is how bendy the run was. Yeah. Lots of chicanes.
It was very bendy.
Yeah.
It was bendy Wendy.
Bendy Wendy. Do you remember that on CBBC?
Yeah.
That is a throwback. Bloody hell.
What's the other one? Cow Bites.
So that's my review. I'll hand over to Mikey.
Bendy Wendy. Yeah.
So my review, I'm currently quite gassed because I'm sitting on the podium. So if no one can go faster than me right now, I'd really appreciate that.
Hang on. Can we qualify what podium this is? Is it a proper podium or like I'm a mid-professional in the age of 35 to 45 who works in media?
Yes, Max,
podium?
Like we know, all podiums are in your age group. Like you've got to be 35 to 39, a dog walker, living in... specifically in West Ham. Yes. I'm on top of that podium.
Do you need like the electric chair assist to get you to the top of the podium?
How dare you? It's only the third spit. I can do that bit.
Okay, so one non-show, one bendy track observation, and a podium of sorts. Ben, what have you got?
I mean, great vibes. It's a bigger venue this time. They got two halls. So I've only done a little walk around at this point and met some familiar faces. So, yeah, I would say it looks very welled out from a sort of experience point of view. Like, all the shops are in good, accessible areas. Toilets are very clean.
Do you know what? There is plenty of toilets. There's barely any queues. It's very good. Very good.
Yeah, very good point. So you've almost got too much space as a spectator for once.
Too many toilets.
That's a t-shirt. Right. Tom, what have you got?
I would say my highlight or my... What are we doing again? Words. Our memorable sentence. My memorable sentence would be...
no reps. That's my one. Because I got no reps so many fucking times in the movements.
So what?
So many, many times. I started, I was doing doubles with my friend, with another friend, and we get into the ball zone. And this is like credit to the Hyrox team. But I'm like, I'm going to go out there, I'll do 40 to start with, get us off to a good start. And then they're like, no rep, no rep, no rep, no rep. And I think I was like too high, I wasn't high enough, and I was too low. Then my ball hit the top too high a target, then too low the target. And I was like so excited to get in there and do it that I kind of fucked it up. And so then I ended up just doing 20 instead.
So you went from 40 to 20?
Yeah, because it emotionally fucked me. Because I'd already done 5 and I had nothing to show for it. So, but anyway, it was, I had a great time. I think the venue's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, with that, we won't end the episode just yet, because we do have a very important update on the old Wales situation, I believe.
So yeah, as Max just alluded to, we need to talk about Team Wales and the Mixed Relay World Championships. Ben, Tom, you've been away from the pod. Do you know what we're talking about?
Well, I've seen some bits and bobs on socials, and I've seen like calls out to the community for people to join some sort of team,
starting a Welsh Hyrox Cup.
Not far off. Basically what's happened is there's a World Championships for relay teams, so different countries are racing against each other. England, Ireland, Scotland have all got a team. No Wales though, they've been left out. So Nathan is the self-appointed Welsh team captain, and he's currently, last week, emailed Mintra, top of Hyrox, to demand a spot for the Welsh team.
How do you demand in an email? Have you got exclamation marks?
I asked and I appealed to their cold hearts. Because we've got the team, we just don't have a position.
Okay.
Yeah, people from the community have texted saying they want to be in the team. And so
the problem is Hyrox don't recognise the country of Wales.
Yes, okay. They're not, because they don't, maybe it's something to do, they've not had a venue in Wales yet, they're not recognising it as a country, maybe.
Well, maybe they have a problem with Welsh people. I didn't know, like, German.
I wonder where that would stand.
Wait a minute, are you saying that I may have annoyed them so much?
I think you single-handedly, like put Wales on a blacklist in the Hyrox community.
Off the map. Yeah. Also, just on a side point of interest, every person who's volunteered for Team Wales is no longer a resident of Wales. So make of that what you want.
That's even better.
It was, no, wait a minute, Danny is, isn't she?
I think so.
Yeah. One.
So the important thing is, has Mintra responded to your email?
Not yet. I don't know whether. I understand she's pregnant, so maybe she's busy giving birth. I'd hate to think that she's ghosting me.
Surely not.
I'm assuming, with some other.
Well, we'll go for the best case scenario. She's on maternity leave.
Yeah.
That has to be it, right?
So I don't know whether to forward it to Christian or something like that.
I think if you call the hospital, I think you get through to her.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not dead in the water yet, but it's not looking great.
Well, yeah.
What's your next plan?
I think we got 6 weeks, right? So that's got a bit of time, but we need to apply some pressure.
I'm wondering if we should head back into the venue and try and find someone.
Oh my god,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
the whole Hyrox team's there.
Yeah, should you race Wales, like costumes of Wales, not like Wales the country, but like Wales as in like
WH,
like a killer whale? That would be hilarious.
As a whale, not like a dragon. You mean as?
I mean like a blue whale.
The play of words.
Yes.
Of whale and whale. Yeah. If that's the condition for us being in the world relay, we'll run as whales.
I think the GoFundMe is in order. That would be brilliant to see. Sorry. Continue.
If you would like to see Team Wales dressed as Wales or Wales in any kind of capacity take part in the World Relay Championship, please do send us your thoughts. Please do make a ruckus at the event. We'll get this done. And on that note, we're going to wrap this up. And thank you very much for listening to all of 10 minutes of ramble so that we can get to the main 100th mega episode.
The Centurion.
The Centurion. Right now. Sorry, not right now. In a week's time.
Isn't the Centurion a drinking game?
Yeah.
Also
which is
that.
Perfect for being in a pub. So let's do it.
Roxone
out.
Roxone out.
Roxone out.
Roxone out.